This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start the day, let's start it the best way possible, and that's by hearing from God. You know, all this week we're talking about things that you need to put into your life every day of your life if you want to walk with God and live life as a Christian in the way that God designed it. Well, the first one we talked about was God's word should be a part of your life every day, and the importance in the morning of setting your mind for the day by opening God's word and just reading it, listening to God, allowing the principles of life in God's word to sort of soak into you and thinking, well, what does this mean for me? And then the second thing that you need to put into your life every day is prayer. And we looked at that simple little verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that says, pray without ceasing. And we talked about how we need to learn to just kind of have this ongoing conversation with God, no matter what we're doing in our day and in our life. And that starts with the beginning of your day after you read God's word, having some focus time of prayer with him, and then learning to carry that into your day, this sense that, well, I'm just with the Lord, and at any time I can just talk to him about the things going on or what's going on in my mind or the things I'm facing right now that I need his help with, that I can learn to have this throughout the day conversation with God. Well, the third thing that you need to put into every day of your life, if you want to walk with God, is this. You need to learn to listen to God. To listen to God. And really, this is an aspect of prayer. And we said yesterday, pray to God. But really, when we think of prayer, we don't usually think of listening, do we? We think of bringing our requests to God, talking to God about the things in our lives, and not about listening to God. And to some degree, you might say, well, that's why we read the Bible, to listen to God. Yes, that's true. But often when we read the Bible, we're just looking for principles and looking to understand what's written. And there's something different about our lives when we learn to listen to God. I want to read you a few verses from the Old Testament in the Bible about the prophet Elijah. He's being chased. The whole nation of Israel has gradually left God behind and rejected God and turned to idols. And they've come to the point now of actually actively persecuting people who follow God. And Elijah, the prophet, has been running from the queen, Queen Jezebel. And it says, starting in verse 9 of 1 Kings 19, there he came to a cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And God said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And there came to him a voice and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he went on, and God began to interact with Elijah about his sense of despair that he was facing. But just notice what had to happen in Elijah's life. You know, we expect God to be in the big, powerful experiences of life, dramatic. But for Elijah, that wasn't where he found God. Finally, there came that low whisper. and so on for us. If we want to hear the voice of God, we have to learn to get quiet and get still and take some time to say, God, what are you wanting to say to me? Can you take some time with God today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.